Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of How You Say, the podcast where I teach you how to say something funny or entertaining in Polish. I'm your host, Julia Tutko-Belina. I don't know if I'm going to start every show with episode 7 or the number. Sometimes I feel like saying another episode or another lesson or whatever I feel like that day. I think I'm just going to let my flag fly however it flies. Anyway. Okay, so first things first, a bit of follow-up from last week. So last week's lesson was smacznego, nawzajem, and dziękuję. I wanted to quickly follow up because nawzajem is actually written down as one word. The way that I wrote it in the phonemes, nawzajem, should have clued me in that the spelling was also different. When I was a kid, I learned it nawzajem separately, and in my head, somehow that got coded that way. But I discovered my spelling error, and so I'm correcting it now. Even fluent people make mistakes sometimes. I went ahead and corrected the show notes, and I'm going to leave the episode up as is because the accents and the pronunciation are absolutely correct. It's just that be careful out there because much like the words to and morrow used to be separated in English and over time have become glued together, the same thing happened here, I imagine. They are rooted in na and vzayem, which used to be a word, but no longer really gets used in popular speech anyway. So I thought I'd mention it at the top of the show in case you ever needed to write it down. But more likely than not, you will take the path that I have taken and only ever hear it, you know, but it's good to know that it's one word, not two. So, nawzajem. Anyway, on to today's show. So, today's lesson is actually going to be pretty useful in case you're traveling or you happen to be around a circle of Polish speakers and you hear this dropped in conversation, like when a kid is about to run out into traffic or something. So it's pretty important that you know what the parents are about to say. I'm going to teach you how to say caution or be careful. And I'm going to teach you two variants on the same word. It's rooted in the same word. The words are uwaga and uważaj. So let's go over the pronunciation first and then I'll get into the weeds of the meaning. Uwaga. This one doesn't have any new non-English speaking phonemes, so it should be pretty easy. Follow with me. I'm going to say it through three times pretty slowly and give you some space to repeat after me. Okay? Uwaga. 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 Excellent. So, uwaga is an autonomous word. It's much like you would hear caution, danger, or you read those signs. Sometimes you'll see roadblocks on the street that say, you know, caution, work ahead, or caution, slippery floor, or something. When you see those same things written in Polish, you will see uwaga. It's a popular word, and it's good to know. The second version that I'm sharing with you is uważaj. Now, this one has a non-English speaking phoneme in it. It's the Z letter in the alphabet. We have three different Z sounds in the alphabet that you will run across, and they are Z, Z, and Z. Let's talk about Z. So to produce the Z sound, you have to make that duck face again. Now, for the new listeners out there, I'm going to go over the duck face again, because you're going to learn to love it. I know you will. Okay, duck face. What do I mean? I mean you are pursing your lips in a spherical shape and protruding them ahead of you, much like when we make fun of people who smile in duck faces like this or take selfies with a duck face. It's because their lips are like really far in front of the rest of their face and they look kind of silly. So go ahead and give that a try. Make your own duck face because that pursed lip muscle contraction is going to prevent you from saying the sound wrong. Now you're going to say zh through that duck face. Give it a try. Zh. Zh. It's a really harsh sound. You're putting your tongue close to your teeth, to the front of your teeth, and you're really pushing the air through it like we did with ch, but you're not tapping your teeth, you're actually just zh, zh. It doesn't really have an English equivalent, so I'm having trouble finding a sound to make you force it through the duck face. I think the closest would be if you tried to say J without actually putting your tongue on the top of the roof of your mouth. So like try to say J without going through your teeth. And maintain that duck face. I think that's the closest approximation I can find. It's a hard sound. Now, in the word uvažaj, specifically it means you watch out. You be careful. It's an instruction. It's the first verb that we're seeing where the speaker is giving an instruction to specifically one receiver. Uvažaj means I am telling to you, singular, be careful. Uvažaj. Try to say it with me with the duck face and all of its glory. So I'm going to say it three times slowly, and you repeat after me in the spaces I provide. Uvažaj. Accent is on the second syllable. Uvažaj. Uvažaj. Good. Now sped up, it sounds like. Uvažaj. 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 One more time for good luck. Uvažaj. Excellent. So bringing it all together one more time. Uvaga. And uvažaj. Very useful to know, just in case. So I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. If you want to reach out to the show, we are at mailbag@howyousay.fm. Our website is www.howyousay.fm. And our Twitter handle is @howyousayfm. Have a great day. Dziękuję, cześć, uważaj!